It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Kate Archer-Kent.
And I'm Rob Ferret. Democrats in the state Senate have reelected Dianne Hasselbein of Middleton as their minority leader.
Republicans maintain control of a majority of seats in the Senate, but Hasselbein now has four more newly elected Democrats in her caucus, eliminating the previous Republican supermajority.
Last week, we talked with Senate Majority Leader Republican Mary Felskowski. Now we turn to Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hasselbein to hear about priorities of Democrats for the new legislative session.
Hasselbein was elected to the state Senate in 2022 and previously served for 10 years in the Assembly. She was first elected to be Senate Minority Leader last December, and she represents a district serving Northwest Dane County. State Senator Hasselbein, welcome to Wisconsin Today.
Well, thanks so much for having me on. Good morning.
Good morning. Your chamber now with 18 Republicans, 15 Democrats. Could this narrower majority in the state Senate create more possibilities for compromise in the legislature and with the governor?
I certainly hope so. I'm really proud of the relationships that I have with my Republican colleagues, and so I'm hoping there's more of a back and forth with camaraderie and compromise. I think those are two important words that people in Wisconsin want us to be working together to better their lives.
What is your plan for reaching across the aisle and for finding those moments of compromise with your Republican colleagues?
Well, I am meeting with Senator LeMahieu on Monday to start those conversations to see what that looks like. And then reminding the people that, you know, we got three big things done last session with Democratic votes, including shared revenue, the Brewer Stadium funding, and we did an entire reform of the alcohol licensing bill. And they needed Democratic votes to get those things done. I think the people in the state of Wisconsin are tired of just one-party rule, and I think they want us working together to making their lives better. So I always have an open door policy, and I'll continue to do that.
So last week, we talked with Senate President Mary Felskowski about her priorities for the next 2 years, and specifically her state budget priorities in light of this projected $4 billion surplus. Let's take a listen.
Of course, we have our schools are a priority. Senior citizens are a priority. Roads are a priority. But it's not always about money. We have to make sure that we have the workforce out there to complete all the jobs. You know, healthcare, mental health is a priority, but we have to have providers, not just throw money at it.
What do you think of Felskowski's priorities considering the state's current financial position?
Well, I think it's great that she wants to prioritize education. That's actually fantastic news. We do too, right? We want to bolster our K-12 schools, and mental health is super important. One of the things that we keep talking about is Medicaid expansion. You know, that's really important for us. I'm hoping we can have more conversations. We have already cost the people in the state of Wisconsin $2.6 billion by refusing to help tens of thousands of our neighbors. That's $2.6 billion we could have if we would have done this in the beginning. But we also, it's not over. We can still bring home money. It'd be $1.8 billion if we do Medicaid expansion now. We're one of the few states, I think one of 10 or something, that haven't done it yet. And it's time to get behind that.
And just for context here, a couple months ago, you solicited two Legislative Fiscal Bureau memos, one of which asked how much federal funding the state could get if it expands Medicaid in the coming two-year budget mm-hmm. cycle. And that answer was $1.8 billion. What would the state be able to do with that type of money?
Well, think about, even just things that Senator Felskowski said. We could be putting more money into K-12 education. We could be doing things for our colleges and universities. We could be bolstering apprenticeship programs all over the state of Wisconsin and get that workforce going. We could help with childcare. We have a lot of childcare deserts in our state that people don't have childcare centers to put their kids so they can get to work in the first place. These are common sense solutions that we could be working on. And if we brought that money home, we would have so many opportunities to talk about what to do with that.
Would you bring that up with Senator Devin LeMahieu when you meet with him Monday?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll see, what kind of conversations we have. I also have a nice working relationship with Senator Felskowski. We were in the state assembly together mm-hmm. years ago. So I'm hoping we can continue these conversations and see if we can get some things moving in the correct direction.
Other conversations you're going to have is with four new lawmakers, Democrats in the state Senate joining you. What issues do you think that, you want to make progress with them on? And what will you do as part of bringing them into the fold of the Democratic caucus?
Well, I am so excited that we have four new members. We started out this campaign season saying we wanted to keep Brad Path and then get these new four. So it was always five Senate strategy that we wanted to keep Senator Brad Path from La Crosse area and then pick up these new four. And we did exactly that. And that is something I'm really proud of. So as much as I was really distraught at the top of the ticket, what was going on with Donald Trump's reelection, I was thrilled that in a tough market, we could hold on to U.S. Senator Tammy Baldwin and pick up and have all these five seats for state Democrats. One of the most exciting things, to be honest, is all of these four, and Brad as well, Senator Path as well, they knocked on tens of thousands of doors and had conversations with the people that they wanted to elect them. And I am so excited that they can bring those voices, of those constituent voices, into the state capitol, into the state senate, and we can hear what people are really struggling with back home and trying to help them with their priorities. Certainly all new four of these senators, they have a wide variety background. We have Jamie Wahl in Green Bay, a small business owner, grew up on a farm, really wants to help farmers. Kristen Elfine, Appleton Oshkosh area, small business owner. Sarah Kieski, a mental health provider. How important is that, especially when I hear Senator Falkowski talk about how important that is to have Sarah Kieski's input. It's going to be huge what we want to do. And then Jody Habish-Sinikin and all the good work she's done in that Milwaukee area. So I'm really excited about this session.
When will you start meeting with your caucus to understand what your colleagues want to prioritize and work on?
We are having a retreat on the 17th of December, but we've already been meeting. So phone calls and everything else. And they're starting to get ideas of what committees they want to serve on and also letting me know why.
We have Wisconsin State Senator Dianne Hesselbein of Middleton, recently reelected Senate Minority Leader. We're talking about her priorities of Senate Democrats in the new legislative session and how they might take advantage of the slimmer Republican majority. I want to turn to schools now, because according to the Wisconsin Policy Forum, there were a record number of school funding referendums on voter ballots this year. And you said that's because the state is not funding schools adequately. What can Senate Democrats do to help K-12 schools?
Well, we can be talking consistently and constantly with our Republican colleagues, explaining the importance of K-12 funding. Education is something that that we are required by law in this Constitution to provide, no matter where you live, no matter what your zip code. The students in Verona should be getting the same type of opportunities as the students in Milwaukee and Rhinelander and Platteville and everywhere in between in our state. And it's really, you know, it's really disappointing when you go to different school districts and they're cutting programs right and left because they can't afford to have those opportunities. So I'm going to continue to talk with my Republican colleagues and let them know how putting some of that budget surplus back into K-12 would be fantastic.
And it comes at a time when we have the largest rainy day fund. We have a $4 billion surplus. And when you say, you know, you could give some of that over to education, what do you mean by that? How, you know, how would you, where would you direct the surplus?
Well, I would like to give, you know, people are talking about, I know the Republicans have mentioned to give a large portion to some sort of relief. I'm not sure what that looks like. What I would like to do is put a large portion of that money to the school districts so that they can decide what they need. Every school district is different. I used to be on the Middleton Cross Plains Area School District Board of Education. And what they want or what they need might be very different than what another district needs. So really letting those school districts decide. Some of these school districts don't have school counselors. They might need that. They might need a mental health therapist. They might need help for just a wide variety of issues. But we also need to be funding special education funding. That is a huge issue that we are not funding right now in our state. So I would love to see that being done. But I've also heard Republicans talking about, you know, giving money back to the people. And I think we would support a targeted middle class tax relief. There's money to do both. So I'm open to having those conversations.
And I think this flows into my next question, because with targeted tax relief, you know, you said you were absolutely devastated that President-elect Trump carried Wisconsin, won a second term. There are economic issues happening there. What is your takeaway from that win in terms of the priorities of Wisconsin voters and how they're feeling?
I think voters are feeling, you know, I think they're feeling the pinch at the grocery store. I think they're wondering why the price of eggs is high, right? I think that was a real problem that maybe the Democrat message didn't talk about enough. I think some of the other things people might have forgotten, where we were when Donald Trump took election last time. I mean, we're in the middle of a pandemic. Thank goodness Joe Biden was there to provide science-based things like PPE and vaccines and believed in science, because certainly former President Donald Trump didn't believe in a lot of those things. So I think people forgot where we were.
Will this affect what issues you prioritize in office in this new term?
Will Donald Trump be our president?
Well, no. I mean, will the sentiment about these economic issues and that type of sentiment that perhaps carried this election affect what issues you prioritize as you go forward?
Thank you. Thank you for the clarification.
Sure.
Yes, I think. But, you know, if we look at what you mentioned, all those school referendums, because Wisconsin lawmakers haven't been pushing to put money into K-12 education, people have been putting referendums just to continue operating costs because they want to give that good service to the students and give them what they need. So we're asking all these school district people to, you know, raise your taxes because the state won't put the money in to do it. And that hurts them too. So if we would just fund it equitably in every single school district across Wisconsin, people wouldn't have to do this willy-nilly, district by district. Some of these referendums fail. What happens to those kids in those districts? So if we just did it right the first time, people wouldn't have to keep going back to referendum to vote to raise their taxes, which most of these referendums do.
We only have a few moments left. What is your one piece of advice you would give to your four new Democratic colleagues as they enter the state Senate?
Have hope. Have conversations with all of your colleagues on both sides of the aisle. Have some fun with this and bring those voices that you met on the campaign trail. Bring those problems that we can solve in the state capitol.
State Senator Hesselbein, thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you so much for the opportunity. Have a wonderful day.
You too. Diane Hesselbein, of Middleton, reelected as the state Senate's Democratic leader. We talked with her about the priorities of Senate Democrats in this next legislative session. And last week, we spoke with state Senate Majority Leader Mary Felskowski about the priorities of Republicans in the chamber. You can find that conversation and many others at WPR.org/Wisconsin Today.